This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ethiopia's prime minister and military chiefs say that federal forces have taken full control of the Tigray region's capital, Mekele. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed declares the taking of Mekele marks the completion of the military offensive in Tigray that started nearly 4 weeks ago. Earlier Saturday, the Tigray government reported the city being heavily bombarded, but with communications cut to Tigray, it's difficult to verify claims by the warring sides. Ethiopia's government continues to seek the arrests of the regional leaders, while millions of civilians have been plunged into a massive humanitarian crisis. Nearly 1 million people have been displaced. I'm Ben Thomas.
The head of the UN Refugee Agency says Sudan needs $150 million in aid to cope with the flood of Ethiopian refugees crossing the border from the conflict zone. Filippo Grandi says the tide of refugees has slowed but remains constant.
It's true there were days in which they were in their thousands, but it also depends on the difficulties of moving around their country and arriving to the border.
Sudan has accepted more than 43,000 Ethiopian refugees while struggling with its own deep economic crisis. The country is also going through a fragile transition since the April 2019 ouster a veteran strongman, Omar al-Bashir, after unprecedented mass protests against his rule, triggered by economic hardship. Pope Francis created 13 new cardinals on Saturday, putting his personal stamp on the body that will one day choose his successor. The 72-year-old Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Wilton Gregory, was made the first African-American cardinal. The rest were a diverse group, with members hailing from Italy, Malta, the Philippines, Chile, Brunei, and Mexico.